Better and Longer with the Fitness Show, hosted by fitness expert, author, and TV personality, Fitz Kohler. She'll tell you why diets are dumb, supplements are snake oil, and the truth about how you can earn a lean, hard, pain-free, and athletic body. Now for our favorite bossy blonde, Fitz Kohler.
Hi team, this is Fitz Kohler, your fitness expert from fitness.com, and welcome to the Fitness Show one more time. We've got Melissa DiStefano
just
here.
Just once more? Wait, I'm not coming back again after
well,
this?
Well, at least one more time.
Okay, all right, I'm okay with that.
I don't know, it depends. You got to earn your keep.
All right, well, I will keep earning my keep. Because I love you guys.
They love you. Aww. I think people like you better.
It's because I'm not bossy.
No, you wouldn't love my bossiness.
Oh, we do.
Oh, I don't I need a shirt?
Oh, I love that shirt.
Yeah, someone sent a meme today that reminded them of me. It said, the nasty woman, but it could be the bossy blonde.
The bossy woman, yeah. The bossy blonde. And then it had the suck it up butter, which is my line. Yeah, that's my bite. Mm-hmm. Buttercup.
Your favorite bossy blonde. Get to work, right?
Yeah, get to work.
Are we done? People like it when I poke them in the chest,
right?
Oh,
you did that. I saw that.
I love poking people in the chest. That's one of my things. Do you know what I get away with?
You're so bossy.
I get away with telling people what to do, and they do it. And I tell them the truth. I tell them when they're a slacker. I'm telling if they need to lose weight, I'll go, yep, you're right. This has gotten out of control. I can say that. I can poke them in the chest. I can smack people on the tush.
And you can get away with it because that's your job.
It's my thing. Isn't that great? I have,
you know. You know what? You've never smacked me on the tush before.
I have smacked you on a tush. And I'm just, I am.
I don't think you have.
Somewhat offended that you didn't remember those moments, as special
maybe
moments.
Maybe we should do it again. Just to
bend over. There you go.
Okay, so now you have smacked me on the tush. Aww. I kind of like it.
That was not the first time. I expect you to catalog those moments.
I will note the date and time from now on.
Do you know who I smacked the booty of? Oh, Billy Bob Sykes, the 91-year-old friend
from the gym.
Yeah, so you guys check out Fitness, my Facebook page. And there's Billy Bob Sykes. She's 91. She works out at the gym. Then she got promoted to gym ambassador. Now she actually works there.
So cool.
But I smack her on the tush. And she knows it's me. I just walk up, smack her, and she's like, oh, Fitz.
Oh, wow,
so
sweet.
So isn't that nice, though? I get to poke and smack and harangue people.
And you get paid for this.
Well, kind of, yeah. I guess so.
That's not fair.
I love it.
I think I need to switch careers now.
I know. But I'm really good at doing that. People know that I poke, harass, and booty smack with their best interests in mind.
With all your heart.
Yeah. 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 It's all with good intentions.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But I really do enjoy the chest poking.
Of course you would.
I do. So anyways, folks, we are going to talk about actual content today.
All productive stuff.
Okay. What I want to talk to people about is fashion. Not that I'm the fashion guru, but real life fashion stuff to help people dress better to fit whatever body they're having. Dealing with hair, spare hair, too much hair, blah, blah, blah. Makeup. There's a bunch of real world stuff that people, obstacles. And so I've got some tips and tricks of my own. I'm sure you've got some up your sleeve.
As a former wedding planner, I do have a lot of
those. Oh, you do. Yeah. So, and mind you, I look like a gym rat all the time. So I'm not, nobody needs to think that I'm suggesting I'm the fashion guru. But I think I could help people, we could help people do better.
Okay, I'm down.
All right, so I want to start with makeup type thing. I'm going to throw down with spray tanning being one of the best solutions for lots of things. I do it in the booth, which is often called Mystic Tan or Versatan, which is really easy, folks. You just go in there. It's private. You can get naked if you want. It tells you to turn in four different directions, sprays you up and down. There was an episode on Friends about 20 years ago where people thought spray tanning was scary and confusing. It's not. It's a little lady in the machine says, turn to your left, turn to your right, you know. But then you walk out, you dry off, put your clothes on, and boom, you're tan.
That's nice.
It is nice. And then I go to the airbrush lady, so it's an actual human there. And so you could strip down as much as you want. So you could go in a swimsuit or in your underwear or totally naked. Guys can't because usually it's a female sprayer.
So they need to wear underwear.
Yeah, something. I'm going to give out too much information
right now. Do you
think
that a lot of guys get spray tans?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yes. Lots of guys do. And so here's the thing is regular people go do spray tan. It's not just these weirdos on South Beach.
Okay.
And, you know, I go in and it's the everybody. There's really elderly people. I've seen old people. And I say old subjective, right? But I've seen pregnant women. I've seen, you know, people that look like, you know, 60-year-old teachers and bankers, these guys that look like accountants, bald men with mustaches walk in to get spray tan. It's kind of an every person thing. And so when I do the airbrush, I wear a thong. I'm in there.
Okay.
That's what I'm in there.
All right.
I'm wearing the
Nothing
thong.
On the top.
No.
Okay.
No. And I'm actually kind of a modest girl, but whatever. They see boobs all day.
Right.
It's like a doctor. Who cares? Actually, one of the best things is when I was being sprayed one day, some lady told me, one of the sprayers told me she thought I had the best ears. Did I tell you that?
You did. You did. I think actually we said it on a podcast.
Yeah. I'm in there thinking I'm naked-ish. It's uncomfortable. And she's focused on my ears.
Makes you feel a little better about being naked. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
You know, somebody stopped me in the grocery store the other day. I was talking with my neighbor who lives right across the street from me, so we can talk anytime, but we're talking right in front of the bananas. And this elderly man, 80, had to be 80, was walking by pretty quickly. And then he turns around and comes back and he looks at me and he's like, "You have beautiful teeth."
You do have beautiful teeth.
And I was like, oh, kind of just made me stop for a second and, well, thank you.
They are. They're straight and bright and shiny. Aww. And you have a happy smile.
Thanks.
Which makes everything look better, right?
Yeah, I think so. And spray tan does too.
Well, so with the spray tan, this is the thing, is I'll never purposely get sun-induced color
purposely.
Again. Yeah, so we've talked about the cancer, the wrinkles, the freckles. It's all super bad. But when I go in there, I get an instant burst of color, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like spray tanning 20 years ago. It doesn't smell bad. It doesn't turn you orange. Just think competition has made these companies do better.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's
because
one
you can't tell that you spray tan at all.
It looks natural, right? It
totally does.
I am so fair under this.
Like me, like blue.
Yeah. So you actually have good color. You're
totally blue.
Your real color is my spray color. But people ask, oh, you were at the beach or whatever. So it's a natural looking tan. I definitely do it when I'm on TV or whatever. But if you are someone who has, what are the wrinkles on your legs called when you're, stretch marks. Covers stretch marks, it covers veins, it covers bruises.
It does make you look thinner. I've noticed that when I have a tan, my legs are
It's like wearing black, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so it covers up a bunch of things. It's kind of body makeup, and it gives you a little extra glow. And what I like is that if I have spray tan on, I don't wear much actual makeup on my face.
Yeah.
I do the mascara and the lipstick and go.
And you're done. Oh, speaking of lipstick, I still have your lipstick in my purse from when we did the swim.
Yeah.
I have to remember.
You got to get that. We're going to next. So spray tan. So I highly recommend it. If you do a spray in a booth, it could cost as little as $10. An airbrush could go $15 to $25, $30. I have a deal at one of the local spas where I pay $59 a month and I get unlimited spray tanning, whether it's in the booth or airbrushing.
Wow. So it'd be like $2 a day if you went every day.
That's right. And I get a 30-minute facial or microderm every month.
Wow. That's a good deal.
It's a ridiculously good deal. But, the color, it's just so nice. Say you have a strapless dress or guys, you want to wear a tank top to the party or the beach. I see men in there all the time. Mm. Don't be afraid. It's just a really nice way to kind of give yourself a little boost.
I'll have to give it a try. I haven't done spray tan in a very long time.
Yeah, so. you would love the place I go. I'll set you up.
Okay.
Make it happen. But spray tanning, I think, is a really good choice. And at home, there's a company called Fake Bake. They send me products sometimes. They're pretty good. They're either gel, so they give you a mask, or not a mask, a glove.
Gloves.
And then you can rub it on yourself. They have some spray options. But, you know,
I've used, like, the over-the-counter cream, the one that's like a...
Neutrogena.
It's like gradually gets you darker.
No, man, I want to walk in and walk out, boom, tan.
Done.
Yeah, when you go in, when they put the original spray on, it could be just clear, and you won't even, you know, if you go do a Mystic, like in a booth, they could give you a clear version, and so the DHA, is the chemical that activates with your skin, and then it turns the brown color over time, but then they could put a bronzer in it, and the bronzer is basically just temporary makeup. But you walk out of your spray session instantly tan.
Ah.
Yeah, and it's nice. And folks, don't worry about it. Rub it on your clothes and things like that. I literally get out of a spray. If it's an airbrush, I blow dry just to, dry myself off a little bit. Mm-hmm. If I come out of the Mystic booth, I just wipe off with a towel. And then I put my clothes on and go. And I've never had any clothes permanently stain. I just throw them in the washing machine. If I have a bronzer, the bronzer might rub off a little bit, but it just comes out in the wash.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's just a nice option. Whoever you are, go give that a try. It's kind of like a day at the beach where you leave and you
don't
feel,
have to go to the beach and get something.
Yeah. So that. Now, my other tip is, and this would be for the ladies, but I think eyelashes make all the difference really in the
do.
World.
They definitely do make a huge difference.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, and I never really started doing eyelashes until a few years ago, but I'm wearing them now. Don't they look amazing?
They do.
Don't I look amazing?
Your eyes are amazing.
But they're better, right?
They definitely more attracted to your eyes. I think it just accentuates what you have already, which are beautiful green eyes, but bluish green. Yeah, well,
whatever. There's some sort of chameleon thing. But yeah, they're nice, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, folks, if you've never tried lashes before, and probably ladies, but men, whatevs, there's a thing called Nova Lash, and there's probably other brands, but they glue in the salon individual lashes onto your own lashes.
I've seen that done.
And they last 4 to 6 weeks, and you can shower, you can swim, and they just stay on. And now eventually as your own lashes fall out,
they're going to fall out.
They'll fall out too, but man, it's really cool. One of my friends who owns Cloud9 Spa Salon, when I shot my Shannon? Core training DVD, Flip Flop Abs, no, Vicky, okay. Not Shannon, but Vicky. She saw me. She said, "What's going on?" I said, "Oh, I'm shooting a video this weekend." She goes, "Really? Have you done Nova lashes?" I said, "No." She said, "Let me gift you lashes." And they were amazing. And so they're pricey, though. Something like Nova Lash costs about $150, $200 to have them originally put on. If you go back monthly to have them refilled to fill in the gaps where they've come out, it's another $7,500. So it's not cheap. But boy, does it make a dramatic difference in your day. And then the cheap version is strip lashes.
And they even have ones now that you can get just the little pieces of them. So you can like put in like three and the end.
Have you ever tried that?
I have.
And that works?
It's hard to get used to it. But yes, it does. Yeah,
I use the whole strip. And I just went with the brand my makeup artist was using on me when she was doing me for makeup for TV and things. But they're Cherry Blossom number 747M. And so I buy them, they're $1.99, and it requires a little bit of practice to get them to go on nicely, but they're not so hard. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and I'm not good at makeup, but now I'm becoming good because I'm practicing, but say I'm getting ready to go do a speaking engagement, and so sometimes I think I'll put on lashes, sometimes I think no, but maybe I'm trying on shirts, nothing looks right. If I put on lashes, all of a sudden everything looks right.
It does change, and I don't do the lashes all the time, but I have had a hard time finding a mascara that works for me.
Yes.
After I had my 6-year-old, my oldest son, my lashes kind of fell out. I just had I used to have beautiful, gorgeous lashes where I would put like one coat of cheap ass mascara on and they would look amazing. After I had Gabriel, I spent years trying to find a good mascara that would make my lashes look decent without having to put on fake lashes. And it took me a really, really long time to figure out what worked well for my eyes. But one of the things I had found along the way were the fiber lashes.
Yes.
Where you put on this coat of gel and then you put on these little fibers like you would mascara and then you put the gel back on. And it really makes a big difference.
You know, I tried those and I actually, when I put them on, I thought, wow, this actually does make a difference. But the fibers kept falling on my cheeks. They kept shedding.
Oh, I didn't have that problem.
Yeah, I had a shedding issue. And so my cheeks were always speckled with black.
I haven't had that problem.
That's good. I'd be willing to try another brand. But they were cool. They certainly did work. I encourage people to give it a try. What's the worst? It's like $20?
Yeah.
And the other thing, speaking with the lashes, so everything on me is blonde, and so my eyelashes are blonde, which is not great, right?
Your eyebrows are blonde, too.
My eyebrows are blonde, so I feel like, and I used to not realize this, but now that the makeup artist taught me what to do, if I don't put a little bit of brow pencil over just to add color to my eyebrows.
You don't look like you have any.
I look like a cone head because I'm just beige. My face is beige. My lashes are beige. My hair is beige. It's all just, I'm a big beige thing. Blob. So now I have a little bit of eyebrow pencil just to make.
They look great. They don't look fake. They don't look like you penciled them in at all.
Yeah, well, they're real lashes, but they're just too blonde. So I add color, right, with the eyebrow pencil. So. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But people should do that, ladies. If you're not doing the eyebrow pencil,
if you're blonde,
get with the program. Even if you're not, right? Lashes define your face.
Oh, lashes. I thought you meant eyebrows.
Eyebrows. Yeah. Eyebrows define your face. And lashes. I have all these rules.
Too many rules.
No, I don't really have rules. But I'm learning because I went from the sweaty Fort Lauderdale girl. Growing up, you were South Florida, too. Mm-hmm. We looked stupid if we wore makeup because it was... Yeah. You don't 95 degrees and we're at the beach all day.
It's all going to sweat off anyway. The humidity is awful. So, I mean, by the end of the day, if I put makeup on, then it would be like down.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's all this TV nonsense has really helped me learn. But I think it's vital that people learn eyelashes and eyebrows. Mm-hmm. And then here's the other thing, a good lipstick. Yeah. I have one I love.
I love my lipstick.
And so my new one that I'm crazy about, I went to Sephora and I always have a problem with it just wearing off.
I changed to, and I normally, all my makeup comes from Sephora or Ulta, but my lipstick does not. It's the cheap ass CoverGirl 24 hour stay lipstick, and I can put it on in the morning, and usually at 6 o'clock on my way home, it's still there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But if my lips are chapped and I keep messing with them, then it's going to eventually wear off.
But I'll give that one a try, too, because I was at Sephora, and some lady had this, one of the sales ladies had this color on. I said, what is that? I need something that stays. She says, oh, it's a lip stain, and she gave it a Sephora brand, but it looks like it's lip gloss. And I said, nah, lip gloss doesn't stay. She said, no, this stuff stays. And boy, does it ever. It's Sephora lip stain, and it looks like a lip gloss, but I'll wake up for a race at 4 a.m., and at 10 a.m., I still have plenty of lipstick.
This is you don't sweat. But
no, did you see that? It's because it works.
There was
I'm not running the race. I'm just announcing. Yeah.
On Facebook, they had somebody had, it was a Japanese lip stain, and it came in like a little tube, like concealer would or eyeshadow insurance would primer. And so she puts it on her lips and it's really, really wet. And then you can tell she's choking like this because her lips are getting tighter.
She's puckering her lips, just so you
and
know.
And then she says she waited 10 minutes and then she peels off this top layer. And then for 12 hours, she had on this red lip stain.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm willing to go fish face for 10 minutes to get the stick to stay.
Well, I guess if I did it first, after I got out of the shower, and then by the time I was done with my hair and the rest of my makeup, I could peel off the thing. I don't know. Maybe I'll give it a try.
You know what I want people to do is if you have a lip stain out there that works or a lipstick.
Let us know.
Yeah. That's something you go. You go at Fitsness on Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest and Facebook and say, hey, this is my favorite mascara or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so now I'm going to go to guys wearing makeup.
Okay. Let's talk about this.
And so we're not just talking about guys who want to be glam. I think men who have a pimple should be able to cover it up.
And be okay with it.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah.
I think there's a lot of guys who do that. So I've talked to some of my news anchor guys and they do it.
Okay.
But if you're a guy with a blemish or a scratch, why not have a little concealer on hand to take care of that?
They have the clear and clean and clear with color in it. So it's like medicated, but it has color in it. So
okay.
Guys could use that. And
yeah.
But
I think you should actually, I think guys should have a little makeup. And so here's the deal. You got to go to the makeup lady or the makeup guy at the counter and help them match the color to your skin.
Yes, yes.
Because you don't want, so Robert Schultz out there, our buddy from Hottie Bodies, he's got fair skin. He doesn't want to get a dark concealer. He wants to get fair skin
Robert
concealer.
Schultz, does he use makeup?
I don't think he does, okay. But he probably could do that, right?
He could.
We've got lots of macho men who listen to our show.
We do. Big guys.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I want them to know that it's okay. And if they're going to a party or they're going on a date or to work and they just want to not have, you don't think so?
No, I don't. I think that guys have this thing that makeup is for girls and that they wouldn't feel, I bet you if you did a poll, 90% or more of the guys would say, I don't feel comfortable with that.
But I bet internally they'd go, man, I wish I could cover up this pimple.
Yep.
And maybe they buy it. Or maybe they've dipped into their wife's concealer just to cover it up a little bit.
See, we should do a poll.
What if you had a little teenage boy and you could give him a little
sun worse,
to save
him? Okay, but then what if somebody said, oh, you have makeup on, and then
well,
the teenage boy gets made fun of?
We're not talking about rouge. We're just talking about a little concealer. No?
I don't know.
All right. Chime in on that, people. You got a problem with that. Another little makeup tip is I think always get foundation with sunscreen in it.
Definitely the sunscreen. Yes.
And then I have the wipes. I keep the wipes with me. That's how I remove my makeup every night now. It's just I use wet wipes, baby wipes.
You have a soap, the regular old soap, and I love it. It is a balm that is a makeup remover and a cleanser at the same time. And my skin is so dry. My hands get like alligators this time of year when it starts to get
back
dry.
Back off,
outside.
Lady. I just had a very bad experience with alligator.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's right.
Don't want to bring back memories and have you not sleep tonight.
So mean.
And so the cleanser it's like a cleanser and a balm. And so it keeps my face. Yeah.
That's more a moisturizer.
Hydrated. Oh, I hate moisturizer. Soap. Yes.
Got it.
But don't use the moist word. I don't like that word. No.
Okay, moist.
Yeah. I don't like moist. That word.
Now I know how to get it. All right, so now let's talk about hair.
Okay.
We're going to start with excess hair. Do you ever do waxing?
No, I'm too chicken shit.
Okay, so I've had my eyebrows waxed. I used to have the eyebrows waxed, just, you know, have the eyebrows waxed. But then I had ginger, and it was just too inconvenient. So I got the at-home waxing thing. It's like $7 at Sally Beauty Supply.
Mm-hmm.
Stripless wax. And so basically, I take a plastic spoon, and I put it underneath my eyebrow. And mind you, I'm no magician with it, but it's just hair you definitely want gone, right? Little specks. And then I just peel it off myself, and bada boom, bada bing.
Do you do it like in the center of your nose, too?
I don't think, thank goodness, have a unibrow.
Okay.
But I may at some point have to do that. But I have friends who do it on their own lips, their own chins, their own everything, their legs, their lady
bikini
parts.
Line, really? Oh,
sure.
At home?
Give it a go.
Oh.
Cheap, convenient, I would say give it a go. I'm a shaver from the armpits down.
Me
right?
too. Yes.
Okay, so everything gets shaved. But my eyebrows, I'm a fan of the waxing in the home. Do it. Don't
Maybe
go
I'll
crazy
let you do it to me.
It. Oh, boy. You do not want me to do that. I think it's a good effort. And if you're afraid to do your face first, try it on your shin or something.
Your ankle?
Yeah, but I do. I use a plastic spoon, the kind you bring to picnics, and then I just throw it away when I'm done.
Hmm.
That's how I smear the wax on. And then, so now I want to go to men.
Okay. Men waxing?
Well, they could wax. They could totally wax. However, but men hair on top of their head, I think that men should not be afraid to be bald.
Oh, I agree. I think men should definitely not be afraid to be bald.
Yeah. If you're starting
it's
to recede or you get the weird shape, the hoop, what are the U-shape, shave it. Women love bald men.
It's totally hot.
I don't think men understand that. It's very masculine, don't you think?
It totally is.
Yeah. Or like a tight crew cut, you know, so maybe if you're losing it in patches, I think the shorter the better or bald.
I'm good with that. I think it's hot.
Yeah.
Did I mention that? Totally think it's hot.
No, I'm with that. It's very manly. And I think I just wanted to give men the permission for that. Not that they need my permission, but isn't that interesting? And I understand why a guy would want to hang on to hair because hair, you know,
it's been with them their whole life.
Yeah.
And they feel very attached, literally and figuratively, to their hair.
Yeah.
But I think that becomes more of an issue where they feel like they've got to start the comb over thing, you know, because they just have to keep their hair. But really, it's...
Shave it.
Please do that.
A tight, nice, tight hairdo. The shorter, the better.
Getting a little turned on right now.
I know. My son gets his hair cut every 2 weeks.
Aww.
And we do that. It's like a quarter on the clippers on the
Those
side
really
of his hair.
On the side.
Oh, my God. And I have to rub my hands all over it. And he gets so mad. He's, Mommy, stop.
I'm
but
so
I said,
soft.
I paid for it. I can't. I have to rub and touch the hair. But yes, men.
Totally shave it.
Totally shave it. Don't
be
afraid of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm going to jump back real quick because one of the things I do, you know how you're shaving your legs and you think you did a perfect job and then you get in your car and you see a little splotch on your knee?
Or like you forget your whole knee. Yeah, that has never happened to me before, by the way, ever.
Nothing drives me crazier. And again, with my hair being blonde, it looks like glitter. I look like I got a glitter patch on the side of my cab or something. So now I have one of those little electric razors. They're teeny tiny. But I keep it in my glove box. And if I have a little like quarter size patch on my knee,
just
it's gone like
nice.
That.
You know what? After that first chemo, I started to lose my hair on my legs. And I'm like, oh, praise God.
Oh, I know. That's actually my friends who've lost all their hair from chemo. Their big bummer on the remission side was that they had to deal
start
with shaving.
Their legs. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my little... $7 razor from Bath and Body Works. I think that's where, not Bath and Body, Bed Bath and Beyond.
Okay.
Get the 20% off coupon. Go in, get the little mini shaver, electric, battery operated.
Bam, bam.
Boom, it's in your glove box. You never have to deal with the torture. Because then you, if you're out and you've got that little
you know everybody's
patch
looking
on
at
your
it.
Knee
everybody
and ankle.
Everybody is looking at it. It's like a microscope is now like, and
agony.
A spotlight. Whoa, let me look at that glitter in your leg.
Mm-hmm. Really problem. And then so for lady hair.
Uh-huh.
Not for shaving, but I think YouTube now has a lot of really good videos on how to do your hair.
Like on your women parts?
No. The hair on the top of your head.
Okay. All right. I'm with you now. Okay. I'm back.
I mean, you could totally do something interesting down there too, Melissa. That's all you.
Okay. So we're done for the day. I will see you guys later.
You can get that electric shaver thing and be creative. No. Actually, Ginger, my daughter taught me that you could go to YouTube and there's people that will teach you how to do your hair.
I actually watched a hair curl, like a curling iron tutorial one time, and I tried to find it again to be able to do it, but it came out so pretty, and I haven't repeated it. I can't find that video anymore. I want to try it. We should do it to your hair, because your hair is nice and long and beautiful.
And so here's my burden. And so this thing that I have doing right now, so if any, you can't see, but I curled my hair all fancy with a curling iron this morning for some TV stuff. But I do think I have great hair.
You do.
But I don't know how to do it. And so I really want to invest some time in learning
how to do your hair.
Yeah, because I got a great hair. Can you imagine the amazing braids that could happen?
We could do like a tangled Rapunzel braid.
Yeah. Or Elsa, thanks.
Because I'm Elsa.
I know. Yeah. This is my claim to fame is all three-year-olds. If I braid my hair, all three-year-olds will think I'm Elsa.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, we ran into Fitz at Target, and it was right at the Frozen craze, and Frozen in my house had replaced Cars, which was humongous because I have two boys. And we ran into Fitz, and Gabriel's like, Mommy, is that Elsa?
Just one braid. That's all it takes.
It was so sweet.
So I can do this curling thing I just did, mm-hmm. and then I can do a regular braid and a high ponytail, and I have a messy bun.
Okay, but your hair is naturally like stick straight, yes?
No, it's a little awkwardly wavy, so I actually blow dry my hair.
Okay, and then how long does it stay
straight?
Like straight once you blow dry it?
It'll stay straight all the way. Okay. Yeah, so in fact, what I do is I let it dry mostly, and maybe the last 10%, I blow dry it and brush it, and it gets straight.
Because my hair is naturally curly, and if I flat iron it or I blow it out with the brush, if it's a humid day, forget it. It's done. By the time I get home, I have curly hair again. And
at least it looks great curly.
Oh, well, thanks. Sure. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, so I'm kind of jealous that your hair stays that.
Yeah, it does. And in fact, this curl, if I didn't wash my hair tomorrow, which I probably won't, I actually don't wash my hair every day.
I don't wash my hair every day.
It's every other day, unless I'm mm-hmm. stinky or something. But this will stay. In 2 days, I'll have kind of a sexy beach wave.
Ooh. Nice.
That will be the only sexy thing going on. But the YouTube videos, I think, is big for hair. But this is
makeup
awesome
too, though.
For me.
I did a YouTube video to learn how to do the smoky eye.
Smoky eye.
Yeah.
And did they come out well?
Yeah, it did actually come out good.
YouTube. We can learn. We can do it. We can learn everything
from
YouTube.
Amazing things on YouTube.
So one of my favorite things ever is a couple of years ago, I was, both of my kids were in elementary school, and I would drop them off in the morning like Fitz Kohler would, and I was doing the morning mile with my kids. So I'm running shorts and a tank top and all, you know, gym ratted out. But there was these moms, you know, the ones who show up in the shiny shirts and the strappy sandal heels and the tight jeans every day, those ones.
All made up already?
Oh my gosh, it's exhausting. But those moms told me they loved my messy bun. How do you do your messy bun? And I thought, well, I wake up and before I get in the shower, I kind of twist it all on top of my head. And then I forget to change it out and then I show up and run. But they thought my messy bun was super glam and awesome.
Oh, well, how good did that make you feel?
And I was like,
damn.
Take that, my lazy move. Got me props with the fancy mom. So
you know what? I've always tried to do a messy bun, and I feel like it just looks like I made a ponytail and then like halfway pulled through the next part of it. And I just feel like it looks lazy, so I either ponytail it or I just...
I technically assumed that I looked lazy, too, until the fancy moms thought I was rocking it. And what I have to do, because my hair is so thick and heavy, which we've discussed before, is I have to get these... basically, the rubber bands I use look like headbands, and I have to double them up to hold my hair.
Because you have so much hair.
It's so heavy. Yeah, and it's interesting, because if I ever complain around my mother, she tells me, she goes, listen... Don't complain. All my friends are losing their hair.
Mm.
Don't complain about having thick hair. It'll pay off eventually. So, but here's the other thing. If I was losing the hair, if it was all thinning, boom, I'd shave it.
Would you really?
I think so.
Oh, so when I lose my hair in chemo, we could...
We'll shave your hair.
Okay. Well, can we shave your hair?
No!
Oh!
No, but if I have chemo, we can shave my hair.
Deal.
Is that fair?
Yeah, fair.
But I'll let you... take a Sharpie and make a mustache on my face. How about that?
That is totally the same thing.
Or I could decorate your head with a Sharpie.
Okay. Yeah, we could do that.
We could buy you hats and scarves and things.
Mm-hmm. And fun, like, crazy wigs. Like, pixie cut wigs and, like, all the hairdos I would never want to do.
All of the above.
Right. Or we can just go bald.
We could. Yeah. I'll consider it.
Okay.
It will be in my thoughts.
We'll consider all of our options.
Mm-hmm. So, moving on. Let's talk about clothes.
Okay, I'm good. Let's talk about clothes because I just went shopping the other day, so I'm good.
So you're on the downside, and you're kind of buying more svelte clothes right now?
Kind of, yeah. I'm still a little bit, you know, okay, so I've lost a bunch of weight, and I'm pretty proud of what I've done with my body, but I still have this internal fat girl that I'm looking at back in the mirror, so I'll try on something, and the girl or my sister who was there says, you know, that looks really hot on you, and in my head, I'm thinking, really? Because I just see, I don't see what they see, you know? So, but, yeah, the clothes, yeah, maybe a little tighter or a little bit more revealing, maybe.
And more fitted.
Yeah.
So I think a good rule of thumb for any stage of, no matter where you are with your weight, and of course I'm dealing with a lot of people who want to lose a lot of weight, so they're looking at their body thinking, oh, something's not right or wrong or whatever. I think no matter where you are, you should buy clothes that fit you properly.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I see too many people buying clothes that are huge, thinking that they're hiding underneath them. They're hiding flaws.
It just looks like a potato sack.
Yeah, it just looks dumpy. And I don't think it benefits anyone. And mind you, when I was a teenager and I was squishing out because I was gaining weight and everything, I used to buy clothes that were extra larges when I should have been wearing mediums.
Right. And just thinking you were hiding something.
Yeah, like I looked better, and my mom, my sister would go, what's wrong with you? You look ridiculous. And I thought, shut up, I look better in this stuff. But no, if you're a size something XXXL or a 20-something or a 8, whatever it is, get clothes that fit you properly. Mm-hmm. Because a big tent shirt or a tent dress or dumpy pants.
Looks like a tent.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was trying to figure out what size I was in jeans. And I put on my size 12s and I looked at myself in them and I thought, it looked like sweatpants almost, you know? Yeah. And then I went a size down and I'm like, okay, a little better. And then a size down after that, and I'm like, wow, okay. Chickawawa.
Well, I think we've all seen, you know, you get a woman who weighs 300 something pounds, but she's dressed nicely. Mm-hmm. She's bought ideal clothes, or a man, the same thing. There's, we have a friend in town who's a speaker. I'm just going to throw it out. John Spence. Yeah. I'm going to say John Spence. He's a great speaker, great business mind.
Such a great guy.
Overweight. We've dealt with his weight for a long time. And I often will say, John, how's it going? I'm happy to help. Free of charge. Mm-hmm. I just want to help you be healthy. But man, he looks good. He wears these fitted shirts, nice sharp
vests. Three-piece suits. He looks great.
Looks great. So whether you have a big budget, a small budget, it doesn't matter. You can find nice clothes that fit you properly. Absolutely. Now, mind you, on any size, certain levels of spandexy are totally inappropriate.
Absolutely.
You know, I could look like, you know, a nightmare in certain skimpy things. It just is not, you know, whatever to your fashion sense. But buy things that fit you. And
if you're looking for a dress, like to go out and you're worried about your figure, an empire waist looks really nice. It cuts in right at the smallest part, and then it kind of V's out a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe get a belt.
Or cinch it. Yeah. In the smallest part, or make sure there's a seam where you want to be flattered. And
that's right.
Yeah. I think that's important too, especially I was a wedding planner in another lifetime, and watching brides try on dresses that are just totally wrong for their body style really kind of helped me envision what looked good on certain body types. And, you know, just there are certain things you don't need accentuated.
Yeah. And then accentuate the things you love.
Absolutely.
If you love your arms, show them off. If you love your legs, may wear a shorter dress.
And if you don't like your knees, because you have fat people knees, wear something that covers your knees.
Oh, boy, the knees.
Yeah, I still got the knees. It's still going to happen.
You know what's interesting is the clothes The clothes I wear are pretty tapered. I tend to wear things tapered. But because I love what you're saying, the empire dresses, I love the baby doll dresses, put those on me, I look pregnant.
No way.
No, it's true because I have boobs. I'm not just, you know, a quote-unquote skinny girl with no chest. I'm a lean girl, and then I have boobs. And so when you put the baby doll style, when it comes right under my boobs, it tents out.
No, I'm not thinking baby doll style that comes out here. Just something that A-lines out. But it's just a slight.
Well, it would have, everything has to fit me snugly or snugly. Yes, snugly.
Snugly. Are we snugly?
We're snugly. Or I look pregnant. Hmm. It has to fit my waist properly, especially because I have a chest and I have shoulders. Mm-hmm. Anything that fits me anywhere else, if it's not tight to the waist, I look pregnant.
That's why you have to wear clothes that fit you.
That's right.
Yeah.
So everybody, choose clothes that fit you. Going too baggy is not helping. I have a friend who wears her husband's clothes all the time. Beautiful woman, great figure. She's always in his basketball shorts, his t-shirts. Kills me. Yeah. And I think she thinks she's hiding something and it enhances her, but She's a beautiful woman. She should just, you know, get things that fit her properly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's important to try on different styles and see what looks better on you. Ask the sales lady, bring your best friend or somebody who's, this is my favorite saying, is someone who's not afraid to tell you your baby's ugly. So
yes!
Make sure you bring that friend with you who's going to tell you the truth and not be like, you look amazing. Oh, that looks great on you. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
No, I want you to tell me if this looks bad.
Yeah, it looks really bad. Yeah. You know, Spanx.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I do.
So women are using the Spanx. It's mm-hmm. the bras.
The new girdle. The new girdle.
The new girdle. But they also have man Spanx too.
I saw that.
So yes. I don't know. I don't know if it's Spanx brand. I mean, I think there's a lot of different brands. There are, but yeah. I actually Google searched it the other day in preparation for this episode. If you look on men's compression shirts, compression underwear, or even the term man boob shirts, and I hate to use the term, but there's a way to kind of, you know, what's it, flatten your lumps and bumps?
Yeah, there is. And, you know, there's an, I saw a new product. It's kind of like Spanx, but it's underwear, and then you pull up the waist really, really high, and it sucks in
like
everything
high
in the middle.
Biker shorts.
Super high, like under your boobs.
Oh, so hear this. So after I had Parker, it was maybe, I don't know, a month after I had him, I wanted to wear this little brown dress, and I wasn't back exactly where I wanted to be. So I thought, I'm going to go buy Spanx. I'd never done it before. And I wanted to give it a go. She's laughing at me already. So, but I got the kind that are, they're beige and they look like biker shorts and they come up to your waist. I thought, okay, I'm going to give these things a go. And so I put them on. I put this little brown dress. It's literally a cotton tank top dress and it's loose. And so I'm pulling up to a party and I bend into the car to get him. And what I don't know is that the whole Spanx thing is kind of crotchless. Do you know what I'm talking about? It opens up.
So that you can pee. And you don't have to pull it down.
Who knows this?
I
so am. I all of a sudden get a gust of wind.
Oh no.
Where I shan't be having gusts of
you're
wind.
Like, ooh, that feels really cool down there.
What's going on? so that was really my first and last Spanx experience. That was it.
Did they work for you? Did you fit into the dress?
Well, it was a loose dress. Yeah. I mean, it fit. I felt fine. And okay. I'm sure that did its job. But yeah,
that was funny.
I was like, what's going on? That's weird. That's so strange.
I wonder why it feels really cool down there.
It was super cool. Breezy. Strange, right?
It's funny.
What other fashion tips do you have for people? Do you have anything good?
I think that, especially in the winter, people try to cover up too much. Like they wear either too many layers or you have a sweater that is just
too
big. Yeah. And so I feel like if you are trying to lose some weight, don't go for something necessarily like super duper fitted, but don't go for something that looks like a garbage bag either.
Yeah. Can't go dumpy.
If you're going to layer cleanly so that it looks good on you and it flatters you. I think that too many people try to go for the fashion trend and try to wear skinny jeans. And even where I am right now, I'm not a skinny jean person. I still have hips and I kind of like my hips where they are right now. But wear what flatters you. If it's not skinny jeans, don't wear them. You know, if you aren't comfortable wearing teeny tiny little shorts, then wear something a little longer.
Don't go with the trend. Stick with what works for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like to do. And I'm pretty plain. You know what my fashion obstacle is I don't do well in prints. So almost everything I own is solid.
Most of my closet is black.
Black?
Mm-hmm. And I have my closet. I'm a little anal and OCD, so my closet is done by color.
Oh,
but
boy.
Half of my...
It's a good time, Melissa.
Take a picture for you. But the majority of the tops that I own are black.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's interesting.
I think it comes from the
You're like
the
Angelina
fat girl.
Jolie.
Oh, yeah, no. But I think it comes from the fat girl internally that said that black makes me look
thinner.
Yeah.
No. Maybe you just need a spray tan and a red dress.
I do have one sexy red dress.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We'll have to have an event. The F Cancer Party. I will wear the
sexy red
dress.
Wear the sexy red dress.
Yeah, done. Yeah. Wardrobe chosen.
I have some dresses. My main obstacle with dresses is I pair them all with boots. And in fact, that's what everyone needs. You need shoes you love.
Oh, definitely. You know why? Because your feet don't get fat. So you can
that's right.
Totally wear the same size shoes regardless. But I think everybody needs like a pair of sexy heels and sexy boots and
mine are my Western boots, and I've been wearing them for my whole life. I just always have been a boot girl, and it's the Western boot. I have the other kind of boots too, but I just feel good in my boots.
Maybe
they make
we're gonna
me
have
happy.
To go boot shopping because I tried on these really cute boots this past weekend.
What kind of boots?
They were cowboy boots.
Okay.
And they were beige, and then they had like a cute little teal, like they were teal rim around the top. And I was like, oh, these look so cute out. And then when I put them on, I'm like, hmm.
So I think with cowboy boots, except of course I have the American flag cowboy boots, so they're busy. Yeah. But for the most part, if you go with a basic, a brown or a black, you know, the second you add teal, you negate most of your wardrobe. You can only wear them now with jeans and a white shirt.
Black shirt.
Yeah. But if you get, you know, my brown boots, I wear them with jeans. I wear them with shorts. I wear them with my skirts. I wear them with fancy party dresses. When I travel, I take my brown boots usually as my dress shoes. But I can also wear them to roam around. But the thing with Western boots is they can't feel like a costume when you put them on. And so to me, they're just my shoes. I never think, oh, they're my cowboy boots. I just think these are my favorite shoes and they feel good and they just feel
right. And you're going to like walk around for a long time?
Oh, yeah. And they're designed to be that way because think people work in Western boots. Designed for farmers. They're designed for function. And so there's, you know, you can definitely get a pair that's too narrow to pinch your pinkies. And I've had that if I have a really long day on, you know, 8 to 10 hours in my boots, my pinkies might get rubbed, but they feel right. You know, what's funny is in Gainesville, nobody really mentions my boots. I wear them and they're just part of my shoe. But when I travel, it's a big deal. So some of the highlights have been this past April in Big Sur, I'm walking down the hall of my hotel room or not the hall of the hotel. And I'm walking to the elevator and the family comes up behind me. And there's a little girl. She goes, Mommy, why is she wearing cowboy boots? And the mommy goes, well, that's because she's a cowgirl.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I turned around. And I said, honey, I'm not necessarily a cowgirl. They're just my favorite shoes. And she looks like, oh, do you know they make them in pink? And they light up. And she lit up, too. I said, Mom, she needs a pair. And then when I was in Michigan for the Detroit Women's Half Marathon, I was coming down the Marriott General Motors building or something like that. And the bellman, I tell you what, he looks at me in the elevator. He goes, so are you a real Texan?
Oh my gosh, really? So people are so judgy.
It's just, it's confusing to them where, you know, they're just my shoes. You know, I can't say anything other than like they're a pair of flats to me. They're just my shoes.
Yeah.
And then to everyone else, it's really confusing in other parts of the country.
It's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah. So whatever. I mean, get shoes you love. That's a good place to spend money. The cowboy boots I wear are, you know, at least a few $100 each, but I've had some of them for 10 years.
My grandfather, a tradition of ours was when I was younger, for my birthday, he would always take me out and buy me a new pair of cowboy boots.
Oh, I love your grandpa. Someone should buy me a pair of cowboy boots every birthday.
And then I was going to say, oh, and every woman should have a pair of heels that you love and you feel comfortable in, because heels make your legs look longer. And you can dress up a pair of jeans in a nice pair of heels. And so if you're looking for that longer leg effect, I think a comfortable pair of heels.
Yes. And here's what I learned about the long leg effect. And it was from, I think, Glamour Magazine, one of their fashion people. But they said, don't get a heel that has a strap around the ankle because it cuts the appearance of your leg in half.
So just a pump.
Yeah. If you have a pump, then the appearance of your leg goes from wherever people can see is high up on your thigh, right? All the way down towards your toe. Mm. But if you put a strap around your ankle or somewhere, it cuts off right there.
That makes sense.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And I love Mary Janes. Actually, I think Mary Janes are usually a really comfy high heel shoe.
Yeah.
But I try to find them with the low strap because now I'm conscious of that.
The fact that your leg's going to get cut off. Now you have long, sexy legs anyway, so don't necessarily be worried about that.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I do like you. We're going to go on a date, right?
I guess so. I'm going to get that one beer again.
I'm going to get Fitz drunk.
Oh, drunk on half a beer.
Nice.
I know. I'm too much of a lightweight, but that's okay. So I think we've gone through all the things. Most importantly, men should be able to wear concealer.
It should feel good
to shave their head.
Yes.
You should all have that little electric razor in your vehicle to take care of splotches that you miss.
I'm totally excited about that.
Everyone should have Spanx or man Spanx.
Not everybody.
Maybe you want to have them.
Right, but not feel bad if you want to wear them with. But don't be afraid of the breeze that you might get in your crotch.
Oh my gosh. And then spray tan.
Yes, which I'm excited to try.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's really fun. I mean, I don't know if it's fun, but the outcome is fun. It's a happy day.
All right. I'm ready for a happy day.
All right. So, folks, this has been complete amateur hour. giving fashion and grooming advice for people have no position.
No business at all talking fashion.
No business at all giving it. But I hope we've inspired people to try on fake lashes.
Shave their head.
Pencil in their eyebrows.
That's right. Shave their head.
No hair on the head. Lots of hair on your face. Maybe. Or not.
Or wax or it. Not.
Round and round we go. So, folks, thank you so much for tuning in to The Fitness Show. You know what we love?
What do we love?
We love it when people leave comments.
Yes, and like it.
Yeah, that's nicety. That's like, hey, Melissa, good job.
Here's
a little heart.
Totally heart me.
You could share the episode. You could tell your friends.
You can like the podcast. You can put on our Facebook page.
Subscribe. That's
Instagram.
Right. And you could follow me at Fitness on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And Melissa, where can they find you?
They can always find me at the Hottie Body Fitness Challenge on Facebook, or I am Running Working Mom on Instagram.
You have a great Instagram account.
Aw, thanks. It's Breakfast in the Pantry.
Breakfast in the Pantry.
All the time.
All right, folks, we want your feedback. Let us know your ideas, your favorite lipsticks, blah, blah, blah. And now it's time to
get to work.
Get to work.
Hi, this is Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's Marathons. We all love how much running has benefited every aspect of our lives, so much so that most of us only wish we'd started sooner. Wouldn't it be wonderful to give the opportunity to children of today? Well, you can. The Morning Mile is a before-school walking and running program that gives children the chance to start each day in an active way while enjoying fun, music, and friends. That's every child, every day. It's also supported by a wonderful system of rewards, which keeps students highly motivated and frequently congratulated. Created by our favorite fitness expert, Fitz Kohler, Morning Milers across the country have run over 2 million miles and are having greater success with academics, behavior, and sports because of it. The Morning Mile is free to the child, free to the school, and is inexpensively funded by businesses or generous individuals. Help more kids get moving in the morning by visiting morningmile.com. Champion the program at your favorite school or find out more about sponsorship opportunities. That's morningmile.com. Long may you run.